وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims under an Islamic state, which is a subject that we've started in the previous episodes. We said that Islam, when he looks at people, he, or at least people who are non-Muslims, he provides them with the two basic rights. One, the right to their beliefs, and the right to become human beings. Now, when we are looking at the rights of belief for other religions or other people, you can see it is clear, even from the wars or ghazawat, the times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to go fight neighboring tribes or neighboring cities. We said they were done defensively, not offensive. So he never decided to go to war just because he wants to go to war, unless he's trying to defend Islam and he's under attack. And you can see that through the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So every time a group of Muslims would want to go fight, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to give them instructions. These instructions demonstrates the mercy and leniency of Islam and how Islam looks at other people from other faiths. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi hadith, he says, "Ighzu bismillah." Once, if you want to go to war, you have to go to war under the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that your mission is not to kill people. Your mission is not to force people to become Muslims. Your mission is to save and protect the Muslims themselves. And he says, do not betray people, those you go to fight. Do not make and turn the dead bodies and their corpses into, like, burn them or, do certain acts to them. As we see lately in the media, when Daesh came and the way they were torturing and killing people was inhumane. So the Prophet says, don't do that. And he says, do not kill any child. And he says, if you find your enemy, like if you're face to face with your enemy that you're about to fight, he says, invite them to three things. One, invite them to Islam. Tell them to become Muslims. If they accept it, all good and well. He says, then if they don't accept to become Muslims, tell them to go somewhere else, to leave the Muslim land. If they accept it, all good and well. And then he says, if they don't, then ask them to live under an Islamic state and pay their taxes, and they will be protected just like any other Muslims, and leave them alone. So Islam always moves around the idea of trying to save life rather than take life. If you don't want to become a Muslim, by all means, don't be. But at least don't fight. We see this with Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam in the war of Khandaq, when he was faced with Amr ibn al-Wud. He said to him, you either become a Muslim or you go away. If you refuse and you just remain to fight, then I will fight you. The choice is yours. But fighting is the last resort, not the first. Because Islam cares about people. You want to become Muslim, you're welcome. You don't want to become Muslim, go away. Don't fight us. We're not interested in fighting you. And we're not interested in changing you to become a Muslim if you don't want to. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were just saying before the break that Islam never intends to force people to change their faith. That was not a teaching of Islam. So Islam provided the freedom of belief to every human being. And we said we were giving examples how even in war, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi would give them ultimatum. He would give them options. Leave, submit to Islam, don't fight, or at least you can live under Islamic State. Pay your taxes. Pay your jizya. Make covenants with us to be a law-abiding citizen, and we will let you leave you alone. That notion, or at least this movement from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is actually stemmed from the Quran itself. Where we see in chapter Al-Baqarah in verse 256, Allah says, "La ikraha fi al-deen." There is no compulsion in religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Truth and falsehood have become very clear. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Those who denounce طاغوت, bad doers, and become mu'mins, then they have saved themselves. Right? If they don't, that's their problem. The key word here is Allah says there is no compulsion in religion. So when he says no compulsion in religion, that tells an un-Muslim that we are sincere in our approach, that we have wisdom, that this is for all Muslims, not just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And even this ayah itself was revealed on a Christian himself, and they had kids who are, some of them were Christian, some of them were Jew. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, we have no right to force them into becoming Muslims if they don't want to. I mean, yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has shown them the true path, has told them their religion, has explained to them everything to them. But if they choose to reject and not accept, that's their problem. I and you as Muslims, we have no right to force people into changing their faith or to curse them because they don't change their faith or to go fight them because they don't change their faith. Because sometimes we have very extremist Muslims who want to change the faith of people by force. And not only for non-Muslims, but even for other Muslims who share different schools of thoughts. Because in Islam, we have different schools of thoughts. And there are some schools of thoughts who try to look at everybody as an infidel, as a non-believer, and they deserve to die, and they should be killed. That's a Jewish mentality. That is what you find in the Old Testament, that everyone who does not submit to the laws of the Israelis should be executed. That's not an Islamic teaching. Islam says, believe in whatever you want to believe in. La ikraha fi al-deen. There is no compulsion in religion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submits to this fact, and he mentions it many, many times in the Quran. And you see in chapter Al-Kafirun, he says, lakum dinakum wa liya deen. You have your faith, I have mine. So in this way, Islam has preserved the rights of people to freedom of faith. This freedom of faith that Allah provides for all people, Muslims and non-Muslims, was deprived and is deprived from Muslims themselves in many parts of the world today. In a lot of countries, I don't want to mention names, if you say you're a Muslim, you'll get persecuted. Compare that to the teachings of Islam. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله